more than Jesus.
Yes.
Here's someone that when you trust in him and you say to him with your last breath, "It's finished. I've done what you asked me to do."
Yes.
And very few of us can say to God with a clear conscience, "In everything, I have done what you asked me to do." We've done a lot of what he's asked us to do. But Jesus did everything he asked him to do.
Everything.
He did everything he asked him to do. I can't say I've done everything God has ever asked me to do. But the ultimate trust is when you turn to God the Father and you say, "Father, I've done everything you've asked me to do." And then you say, "It's finished. I've completed the work. Of everything you sent me to do, of every detail, of everything that you wanted done." Wouldn't it be nice if we could say that to God? Aren't you glad for grace and mercy? Since we can't say that to God, aren't you glad for grace and mercy? See, because everywhere that we come up short with all that, grace and mercy covers it.
Amen.
And we are made perfect in Jesus Christ. In other words, we're made blameless, unrebukable, it says in one place. Without spot, without wrinkle, all those things. We would have all of those if it were not for what Christ has done.
Yes.
We are made perfect in Jesus Christ. We are made righteous.
Yes.
Because of the work of Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary. And because without the work of Jesus Christ on the cross, we would not be right.
Yes.
There's no righteousness we could do.
Yes.
That would give us that would make us perfect in the sight of God, because
yes,
we were born imperfect, and we were born unrighteous, and we were born ungodly, and
yes,
we were born in sin. So there was no way we could ever get ourselves right unless somebody came and made us right.
Amen.
And that's what Christ did on the cross of Calvary.
Amen.
And he trusted God the Father so implicitly, and we don't have that much trust in God. And one example of not trusting in God I'm going to look at tonight in Genesis, but there's so many of them in the Word of God that teaches us, not in any way that we can come to perfection, but it teaches us that when we are weak, God is strong, and
yes,
teaches us to allow the Lord to work. Allow the Lord to work.
Yes, amen.
Teaches us to allow the Lord to work. Job had to be reminded by God in a very nice way. I'm still in control. I still have everything, and I haven't forgotten about you.
Yes.
And so many other instances where, if God had not pulled them out, they would not have come out.
Right. Amen.
Starting at the Red Sea.
Yes.
And each time the people would doubt, and Jesus, in one instance, when Peter is walking on water. And then Peter starts to sink, and Jesus says to him very quickly, "Why did you start doubting?
Yeah.
Why did you stop trusting?
Yes.
You know, I had you all this time. Why did you stop trusting?" And so we look in Genesis tonight with Jacob. Genesis, and we'll also look at Genesis with Jacob. And we'll look at Jesus on the cross. No one trusts in God the Father like Jesus does. When Jesus says it's finished, he's going to die. He's not going to get a chance to come back later on and pray again and check again. Jesus never had to repent because he never sins. But if it was us, he's not going to get a chance to come and repent again.
Yes.
He's not going to get a chance like David even to say to God, "Hey, how long is it going to take? When you're going to figure this out?" He's not going to get a chance to do any of those things. Look at Jacob in Genesis 32nd chapter. And I was thinking about this today, and I was thinking of how many things we do, and we're very, very satisfied with ourselves. As long as everything's in our own hands. And as long as we can do what we need to do, we're fine. But when things seem to be out of our hands or out of our control, then we decide we need to do something else. And I'm looking at a situation now with somebody You know why things don't work out for some people sometimes? You know why? It's not because they don't have God. It's that trusting God, have faith in God, trusting God. It's not just trusting God with the things that I can't do myself. It's trusting God all the time. And sometimes when we're the sort of people where we're used to just, you know, we're used to making things work. We can make things happen. We're the kind of people, we can just get things done. We'll get to a point after a while where, you know, we're getting frustrated and flustered and everything's not going. I could give the answer tonight to why some things are being held up for some people. I know the answer. The answer is God is waiting for you to trust Him and to let it go.
Yeah.
And allow the Lord to work. God is waiting for you to let Him let the thing. You know, not that you don't have to do some things, but then you got to know how to trust God. I want to look at Jacob tonight for a minute. And let's look at Genesis chapter 32. And I won't be long tonight. I really won't. Jacob then went his way, and the angel of God met him. And when Jacob saw him, he said, "This is God's host." And he called the name of the place. Oh, no, I didn't mean to start there. I'm sorry. Go back to chapter 31. Mm-hmm. Chapter 31. No, I was right. 32. Okay. And Jacob sent messengers before him to Esau, his brother, to the land of Seir, the country of Edom. And he commanded them, saying, "Thus shall ye speak to my lord Esau, thy servant. Jacob says thus, I have sojourned with Laban and stayed there until now. I have oxen and asses and flocks and men servants and women servants. And I have sent to tell my lord that I might find grace in thy sight." The messengers returned to Jacob, saying, "We came to thy brother Esau, and also he cometh to meet thee with 400 men with him." And Jacob, you know, Jacob, some time ago before Isaac dies, Jacob gets Esau's blessing, or Jacob gets blessed instead of Esau. And we make this big issue about someone taking your blessing. But the blessing was Jacob's all along. One thing we have to know, Jacob, you know, Esau, Isaac is old, and Isaac can't see, but God isn't fooled by who Jacob is, and if the blessing is for, the blessing comes from God, then God knows exactly who it's going to.
Yeah.
We talk about Jacob being tricky. His name kind of means someone who's a supplanter or someone who deceives or does things like this, and this is what he set out to do. But don't ever think that Jacob fooled God.
No.
Don't ever think that Jacob got Esau's blessing.
Yeah.
Jacob got the blessing that Jacob would have gotten no matter how it happened.
Yeah.
The blessing was going to Jacob because... Yeah. Jacob was the person who loved God, and Esau was the person who did not.
Right.
And although it came out kind of shaky and kind of, you know, funny the way it came about, because, you know, Jacob's mother, Rebecca, she knows that God has told her from the very beginning, before they were born, that the older shall serve the younger.
Yeah.
And that two nations are growing in her, and the two twins, and two nations means they're not going to be together.
Right.
They're going to go their separate ways. And she knows that the younger one is going to be of God. And then when time comes for Jacob to pass the blessing on, you know, she gets busy, with Isaac to pass the blessing on. She gets busy with Jacob, and they arrange this setup so that Jacob goes in, you know, instead of Esau and so forth and so on. And they kind of deceive Jacob. And the Lord allows it to happen because the blessing is going to go to Jacob anyway. But even if they hadn't done that, still, Jacob would have gotten the blessing because the blessing is being given by God.
Yes, yes.
And still, Jacob is the one who loves the things that are of God, and Esau is the one who does not.
Right.
And God knows this. And somebody can run me around forever and say, no, they had to do that in order for J- Jacob to get his blessing. Well, no, that's the way it went, and the Lord allowed it. But if they'd have waited on God and hadn't gotten busy,
yeah,
then Jacob wouldn't have had to be in exile all these years, because if they had not worked it out, they did work. They worked it now. So, you know, sometimes you can get in things and you're in God, but you're working them. But, you know, if you don't allow God to do what God's going to do, you can work it. It'll seem to be working. But sometimes there's a price to pay for you working it.
Yes.
And it's in God. It's like Sarah. She meant well, but there's a price to pay for her working it.
Yeah.
And, you know, and God doesn't, you know, punish them more. He goes, he understands our frailties and what we do and what we go through. And he understands how sometimes, you know, we mean well. We're often meaning well. Sometimes we think we see what we don't see. We've got more discernment than we think we have, and we're this and we're that and we're that, we're the other. And we're doing what it says in Proverbs, I think the 16th chapter, one of them, we're going to go there in a minute. It says, trust in the Lord, lean not to our own understanding. We lean to our own understanding a lot.
Yes.
Even in God. We like to make things happen. We're just going to make things happen. We're going to work it out no matter what. Sometimes we need to take our hands off of it.
Yeah.
Do like the saying says in the hood church, let go and let God.
Oh, yeah.
And we're just pushing. You know the difference between doing all you can do and when you've done more than you can do? Do you know the difference and what it's like when you start to become... you know what it's like when you lose trust in God? You want to know how, you know, the difference between when you're trusting God and when you're not, when you become frustrated.
Yeah.
When something is frustrating you, I didn't say when you're really longing for God to work something out, doing something, but it's angering you and it's infuriating you and you're yelling about it and you can't sleep at night and it's getting on your nerves and everybody's wrong and it's not working out. And everybody's this and everybody's that. You're not trusting in God. Mm-hmm. Haven't you figured out yet? Just like he told Peter when he walked on water, Jesus says, why don't you die? I wasn't going to let you sink.
Yes, yes.
I wasn't going to let you go down. Yes. I was here all along.
Yes, yes.
I didn't walk off and leave you.
Yes.
I knew the wind was blowing when you came out of the boat.
Yeah.
I knew the Red Sea was there when you came out of Egypt.
Yes.
And here's Jacob. He's concerned because, one, he's concerned because he did something he had no business doing. They lied to you. They lied to Isaac.
Yeah.
You're not going to get around that.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yes.
They tricked Isaac. You can't get around that. You know, you can make it godly. You can say, well, that was the Lord's will. It was the Lord's will that Jacob would be in charge, but Jacob didn't have to do it like that.
That
had a price to pay.
Yeah.
For that reason, Jacob had to leave home, never saw his mother again.
Mm-hmm.
She died before he comes back.
Yes.
Brothers never grow up together.
Yes.
And it avails itself to the Lord's will. But if they had done things honestly like they were supposed to, Jacob was going to get the blessing anyway because the blessing was his.
Yeah, okay.
He's the one that God had decided, and before they even came, he's the one I'm going to use.
Yeah.
He's going to be the leader. He's going to be the one that's going to be, you know, the... I'm going to come through.
Yeah.
And God knows how to choose leaders. Just like, and you have to say, well, you know, God had to step in because of this and that. Yeah. No, everybody that God has chosen to use hasn't been perfect. Don't you know Jesus came in the tribe of Judah, and Judah was a mess.
Yeah.
Judah was something. He married his daughter-in-law. But he was the leader type, and God chose him. He didn't have to be perfect, but God chose him.
Yeah.
And through him, Jesus comes. So yeah. God knows how to work that out.
Yeah.
God would have worked it out with Jacob and Esau. And anybody can say, well, you know, you can say that, but that ain't the way it came out. No. If the blessing that Jacob got was for Jacob, it didn't matter how it came, it was going to be Jacob's blessing.
Yes.
There's no way Esau would have been the one through whom Christ would have come.
Yeah,
because he didn't love God.
Right. Yes.
And there's no way he would have got the blessing that Jacob got because he did not love God.
That's right.
So then, but because he insisted, and his mother, you know, they're just worried about whether or not it's going to work out or not. I understand. I get it. But you know, Isaac could have blessed Esau with the most cattle and the most everything and still not given him that blessing that he had to give Jacob of being the leader and being the one that God was going to use.
Right.
Because that was Jacob's blessing and Jacob's blessing alone.
Yeah.
But because of the way they did it, then it left them with some suffering. Mm-hmm. Left them with some sorrow. And so Jacob, in Owen 32, in verse 7, he's working it again, Elvis Smith. He's working it again. You know, because some people feel like they can work out anything. He's working it again. What does he do? He sends gifts to Esau and peace offerings. And he's trying to make up. You know, and he's telling him, and I have oxen and asses and flocks and manservants and women servants, and I sent to tell my Lord that I might find grace in thy sight. I've got a lot that you can use. And the messengers returned to Jacob saying, we came to our brother Esau, and also he comes to meet thee with 400 men with him. And it never occurs to Jacob that Esau's coming in peace, because Jacob knows how he is.
Yeah.
You know how it is? You don't trust people because you know how you are.
Yeah.
And you're afraid that things aren't going to work out with people because you know how you are.
Yeah. Okay.
And it doesn't occur to him, that Esau's possibly coming in peace, because Esau told him the next time he saw him, he was going to kill him. It doesn't occur to him that in all these years he might have changed,
right? Yeah.
And he's preparing, and it doesn't occur to him, even though the Lord's been with him several times, that the Lord's watching over him and not going to let anything happen to him.
Right. Yes.
So he makes up his mind. He's going to go out here and said. Then Jacob was greatly afraid and distressed because Esau, he says, he's coming with 400 men. And so distressed, he divided the people that were with him and the flocks and the herds and the camels into two bands. He's figuring it out, working it. And said, if Esau come to the one company and smite it, then the other company that is left shall escape. And Jacob said, O God, my father, of my father Abraham, and God of my father Isaac, the Lord which said it unto me, return to thy country and to thy kindred, I will deal well with thee. I'm not worthy of the least of the mercies of all the truths which thou hast shown unto thy servant, for with my staff I passed over the Jordan, and I've now become two bands. Deliver me, I pray thee, from the hand of my brother. And he's praying, and he's trusting God, but he's working it.
Yeah.
he's still doing things. He's still doing what he can do.
To work it out, yeah.
And then when he finally meets Esau, because he gets further on down here, and Jacob in 33 lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, Esau came with him 400 men, and he divided the children of Leah and unto Rachel into two handmaids, and he put the handmaids and their children foremost, and Leah and her children after, and Rachel and Joseph in the hand of bars. He's going to sacrifice them all, you know, he's going to give away all the handmaids' kids first, and then, you know, his own, you know, then Leah's kids and then Rachel's kids, and kill them all the way down, maybe he'll save, you know, a few.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. And Esau in 4 ran to meet him and embraced him and fell on his neck and kissed him, and they wept. God had worked it out.
Mm-hmm.
He was worried all night long, wrestling with God all night long, in great distress, going through all night long, trying to figure out how he's going to work this out with Esau. It never occurs to him that God has changed Esau's heart.
Yeah.
Or that God has worked it out. You know how we get into things? Listen, who's up here tonight? Who's not listening tonight? Let me see. And the one person who probably needs to hear this more than anybody else isn't even on here tonight. Somewhere else. Anytime you let things start frustrating you and you're flustered and you can't be still.
Yeah.
One move after the next. You're doing this and you're doing that. And everything's wrong, and everybody's this, and everything's that. You're not trusting God. You're not doing what it says in Proverbs, leaning to your own understanding. You're not. You're. I mean, leaning not to your own understanding. You're not doing like Jesus. When Jesus says it is finished on the cross of Calvary, he gives up the ghost and dies. Mm-hmm. He knows that when he does this and he blesses the people, Lord, forgive them forever, that's a blessing. Forgive them for all they're doing, that's a blessing.
Yes.
When he forgives the man on the cross next to him, says, this day, you know, okay, you're saved, I got you.
Yes.
You're delivered, your sins are forgiven. This time, this day, you'll be with me in paradise. Mm-hmm. That's the same thing, your sins are forgiven.
Yes.
I got you. And then he says to the Father, Father, it is finished. Into thine hands commend my spirit.
Yes.
Jesus is trusting to the end.
Yes,
he's not going to pray another prayer, and he's going to die.
Yes.
Nothing else he can do after this. And he's trusting the Father that what the Father told, what the Spirit told David, thou shalt not leave my soul in hell, nor suffer my body to see corruption. He's trusting the Father that all the things that he said that he's done, that it is going to happen. And he's trusting all the way through. And when we see Jacob and Esau, Jacob isn't trusting God. God has told Jacob he's going to be all right and that everything's going to work. But he's just making sure. He still has to have his hands in it. He still has to make, because, you know, Jacob is used to making things happen. When he, you know, he gets busy with him and his mother, and they get the birthright from, you know, he gets the birthright in this case just means the first blessing.
Yeah.
Gets the first blessing because Esau gets a blessing too. From Isaac. Then when he's down there with Laban, he wants Rachel, and he finds somebody who's just as shrewd as he is, and Laban gives him Leah. And then he decides he has to work for Laban for an additional 7 years. And when it's time to go, he fools Laban with the cattle and plays little tricks with the reeds. And he's just a busy person. Jacob can get stuff done.
Yeah.
Y'all hear me?
Yes.
Jacob can get stuff done. I mean, you know, he's a facilitator. Jacob can work it. And then when he's going to meet Esau, you know, and God has been with him, and he's wrestled with God, and Esau's coming, and God's blessing him and tells him he's going to be all right. And but Jacob still ain't going to let it go. He's doing what he can do.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to line my family up, and the ones I love least, I'm going to put up front, and I'm going to let them work all the way down to the ones I love the most.
Yeah.
And hopefully by the time Esau kills enough of them, he'll spare the ones I really love, which is Rachel and Joseph and Benjamin.
Yeah.
Isn't he something?
Yeah.
And when God comes, and when Esau shows up, he doesn't even want Jacob's gifts.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He's got his own wealth. And
yes.
Got his own people and got everything he needs himself. But here's Jacob distressed all night long. Are you trying to work something, and you're praying and you're asking God to do it, and yet you're distressed all night long? Well, you know, I'm not saying you're not concerned and you're not crying out to God, because in the garden, Jesus is crying out to the Father.
Yeah.
And he's saying, help me make it through this. This is a difficult time. Mm. And you got to strengthen me to make sure that when they start beating me, I don't give up. And you got to strengthen me to make sure that when they start spitting on me, I don't get angry. And you got to keep me in the right mind. I need your help. I need a move of the Spirit. I need to see you through the night. Because it lets me know that Jesus went to the cross by the eternal Spirit, by the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
He didn't go by himself. The Holy Ghost helped him get there.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
But his faith was steadfast in God. And I can just hear the Holy Spirit each time the lash hits his back. The Holy Spirit is there saying to him, but you'll be all right. You'll be all right. You'll be all right. You're going to be all right. The Father has not left you alone. You'll be all right. I know it's rough, but you'll be all right.
Yes.
And then, you know, it comes to Jesus' mind, because it occurs to him, if I wanted this to stop, I could ask my Father, and he would send down all these 12 legions of angels, and they would come down and take care. There is a plan that I could do if I wanted to do other than go along with what the Father has me doing.
Right.
But then I would not die for the people, and I would not be wounded for their transgressions, and I would be bruised for their iniquities, and their chastisement wouldn't be upon me. And the plan of the Father wouldn't work out. I do have an option.
Yeah.
You know, it isn't like this is the only way I can go. I do have an option. I can return to heaven and say that man cannot be redeemed.
Yeah.
That the flesh is just too much, that sinful flesh is more than can overcome sin, and the pains in the body are more than a man. I can go back, and tell the Father there's no way that these people can be redeemed.
Yeah.
Because I have to be tried in all points without sin. Mm-hmm. And I can't just say, hey, look, enough is enough. Yeah. This body can only take so much. You got to start over again and create something else. Because you know how we do it. But he says in Proverbs, and we'll go there now, so I can find it. And it's Proverbs 3:16 or somewhere around there.
3 and 5. 3 and 5.
3 and whatever. Yeah, 3 and 5.
Yeah.
Proverbs 3 and 5, and then we'll do Proverbs 16:3. Proverbs 3 and 5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thy own understanding. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. I mean, you know, I don't know if any of us, I'm very doubtful that any of us can trust in God as much as Jesus did. Mm-hmm. Although there have been people who have trusted in God enough to be martyrs, like Stephen, like Paul, like the apostles and all of them. I don't think many of us could probably do it today, but I'm sure there's some people on earth today that would trust in God to that extent. Most of us would prefer that God would not allow us to be tried to that point. That's why we plan on going back in the rapture.
Yes.
But he says, trust in God with all thy heart. That means, and that means if I'm going to trust in God, I've got to spend some time in God, because you can't trust somebody you don't know.
No, that's right.
And you can't trust somebody who hasn't proven themselves to you. And you can't trust somebody unless you've seen their work and seen them move. And this is why we need to get in God with all of our hearts and all of our mind and all of our soul. This is why we read the Word of God. That's why, you know, for people, I watch the people who bounce around from place to place, the joy services, and they like to be someplace where there's joy and where there's this and all this, but you aren't learning God.
Yes.
Sooner or later, you got to sit down and read the Word of God and yes. come to know this person yes. so that when the Holy Spirit shows up and says to you, God's going to work it out, the Spirit is able to bring a reference to your mind, which yeah. is how the Spirit comforts us. He says, God is going to work it out for you because God worked it out for Abraham. God's going to work it out for you because God worked it out for Jacob. God's going to work it out for you because He worked it out for David. God's going to work it out for you because He worked it out for Moses. God's going to work it out for you because He worked it out for Paul. He worked out. He keeps saying, and God's going to work it out for you because He worked it out for His Son.
Yeah, yes.
It isn't just, oh, I just feel good. And otherwise, you'll only think that God's working things out when you feel good.
Yeah.
And when things are going like you want them to go, you'll give God the glory. And you're deep. And I see it all the time. And when things work out, it's glory to God. And I was praying, and the Lord just really heard my prayer. And I knew all along God was going to do it. And the Spirit spoke to me, and the Spirit told me that. And everything's working out right. And when things don't work, something ain't right. The devil's up in it. It's the same thing you're saying the devil is now. Last week you were telling me it was God. And you need to come to it that it's God all the time.
Yes. God all the time, yes.
And you also need to come to God and say to God, you know what? I'm not as deep as I think I am.
Yeah,
don't have right. as much discernment as I think
right,
I got.
Yes.
Don't trust you and you as much
as
I think I do.
I need you to
forgive me because I'm frustrated now. And every time I get frustrated, you know what I'm not doing? I'm not trusting God.
Right.
I might be a little impatient, but I'm waiting on God.
Yes, yes.
Frustration comes when you decide God is not working things out.
Right, yes.
Frustration is another word for doubt.
Right. Yes, amen.
Why are you frustrated? Jesus came to the disciples a few times. And he asked him, he says, what's wrong? He says, what is the problem here? When he says to them, why do you doubt? When they're trying to cast out the demon. Or when he says to Peter, why do you doubt? He's saying, why are you frustrated? Why is this wearing you out? Why do you have this frame of mind right now where you're like Israel? And one of the things that made God madder than anything else, they said one thing that made God very angry. You know what they said? Is God with us or not?
Yeah.
That made God very angry. That's what he told Moses. It wasn't with the golden calf that God told Moses, I'm not going to be with him anymore. It was when they said, is God with us or not? And God told Moses, I need to leave you with somebody else. I'm going to give y'all an angel to babysit you because I'm going to move out from among you.
Yeah.
Because if you, y'all keep saying this, I know I'm God, but I'm going to come in a moment, I'm going to destroy every last one of you.
Yes.
And when you get frustrated, you know what you're saying? Is God with me or not?
Yes.
But the real reason why you're frustrated is because you can't do anything about it.
Right, yes. Yeah.
You've reached a point where you can't do anything about it. And if you really love God, you know what you say? Thank you, Jesus. Because God has finally got me to the point where I have no choice but to
trust
in
him.
God.
Yeah, yeah.
But you'll be back. Next week when God works it out, you'll come again. And you'll tell us again how you prayed and how you fasted.
Yeah.
And you'll tell us again all the things that you have done.
Yeah.
And how you worked it out.
Yeah.
And how the Spirit told you it was going to be all right. And how the Spirit led you to this person. Mm-hmm. And how the Spirit sent you to that one. And how you did all this and it all worked out. And
yeah.
Glory to God. And God is a good God because you have worked it out.
Yes.
But then if it falls through, it's back to it was the devil.
Yeah.
It was the devil. And the devil's trying to lead you off. And the devil's trying to do this. And the devil's trying to do that. That's what you said it was God.
Yes.
Well, I'm going to tell you which one it is. It's God.
God, yes.
And you know why you keep falling? He keeps trying to show you that I'm the one who's holding you up.
Yes, yes.
And I'm the one who's doing the work.
Yes.
And he's not interested in the particular job or the work.
Yes.
It's you.
Yes.
That's a problem.
Yes.
And he's trying to tell you to stop thinking you can manage and do everything.
Yes.
And watch God work.
Yes.
He's trying to say to you,
yeah.
There's a flaw in you
yeah.
that keeps you from leaning on me with all your heart.
Yes.
It's because you lean on you.
Yeah. Trust God. Yes.
Lean not to your own understanding. Okay. Means stop
right.
leaning on your own skills, leaning on your own intellect, leaning on your own mind,
yeah.
leaning on your own way. Even leaning on what you think is spiritual. I got discernment, and I got this, and I got that. Stop leaning on it and trust in God.
Yeah, trust God.
You don't have the discernment that Jesus had. You don't have the discernment that Paul had.
Yes.
You don't have the discernment that Peter had. You don't have the discernment that Moses had. If you had all that, you'd be further along than what you are.
Yes. Hallelujah, yes.
I got discernment. I can discern. Well, discern this. Lean on God.
Yes.
Have faith in God.
Have faith in God.
Trust in God.
Trust in God.
Get to a point every now and then when you throw up your hands and say to God, Lord, I've tried everything I can try.
Yes.
And nothing is working.
Yeah.
And Lord, I give it over to you. Trust God.
Trust God.
Make up your mind sooner or later that this is going to work because God's going to
work it out.
And it's going to be all right because God's going to work it out.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't work out, then I'm going to trust God and say, if it doesn't work out, it's because God didn't want it to work out.
Yeah.
But the way of the Lord is right.
Right.
Trust in God. Make up your mind that God's going to see me through. And God's going to make a way for me. And I'm going to trust in God. So do I need to do some things? Yes, you might have to do this. You might have to go there. You might have to fast. You might have to pray. But stop saying every time it's another word, that ain't the Lord, that ain't the Lord. No, that's what you need to do.
Yeah.
There is a wilderness experience that you have to go through more times than a few.
Yeah.
Some things, the Lord will just be like, they'll be like manna. When you get up in the morning, they'll be laying on the lawn. But there are some other things that you have to travel for. And some other things you have to work for. And every now and then you have to fast.
Yeah.
And you have to pray. And sometimes you have to get before the altar.
Yeah.
And sometimes you have to tell God, I've done everything I can do. Now, Lord, do what you want to do.
Yeah.
We don't always know the way of the Lord.
Yeah, that's right.
My goodness.
Most of the time
Jacob made his own way. It wasn't supposed to be that way. He and Rebecca, they meant well. But... and God worked it out. But Jacob always had problems. Did you know that Jacob always had problems? Oh, yes, he did. He had problems when he had to leave home because he and Esau being at odds. He had problems when he went to Laban's house and Laban gave the wrong wife. He had problems because, and he says in one place, he says Laban had tricked, over 10 years, Laban had tricked him, I think, 20 times or something like that. Just kept doing things to him.
Yeah.
He could never get things right. Then when he finally came back, his sons would cut up on him, and Simeon and all of them, they went down and almost brought a whole war on the man. And he never, until he was old, and finally by the time he was old and on his cane, That's when Joseph finally brings him out of Egypt, and that's when he spends the last of his days. But he had a rough life.
Life, yes, yes.
Because he was always doing things. And it followed him all his days. It was difficult because he was just shrewd. He could get things done. And I'm looking at people now, and the people who think they can always just get something. I can make it work. I can fix it. You don't do what I want? I'll fix this. I'll go do this. When are you going to say God will step in?
Yeah.
And God will work it out.
Yeah.
And the Lord will do it. When are you going to sit back and say, you know what? If I'm supposed to have this, I'm going to lean and depend on God.
That's right.
And the Lord will work it out.
Yeah.
And God will, hey, oh, I need this now. I'm going to do this now. I'm going to get this. You know, who do you think you are?
Yeah, that's right.
Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. We have a hard time doing that, don't we? I do.
Yes, we do.
We trust in him some, but not with all our heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In other words, when it says lean not to your own understanding, Ellen Smith, maybe I might not have the right way, but when I think about what you lean on. You know, Carla Benson used to sing the song, when I need someone to lean on, means I can't stand up by myself, and I need some help. I need to be propped up, helped up, held up, you know, all that. You know, as long as I'm standing on my own 2 feet, I ain't leaning on nothing.
Yes.
Lean not. In other words, depend not on your own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge that he knows what he's doing.
Yes.
He knows the way. He not only knows, and this is the other thing about us, he not only knows how to do things, he knows what needs to be done. Some things we want God to do don't need to be done.
Yeah, that's right.
There's nothing worse than working on the work that God is not in.
Yeah, that's right.
Just going to make it be God.
Make it be God, yeah.
You know, kind of like Sarah, just going to make it be God.
Yeah.
Be like Rebecca, just going to make it be God.
Rachel.
You know?
Yes.
No, Rebecca.
Rebecca.
Rachel was Jacob's wife. Rebecca was Isaac's wife.
Right. Yeah.
Just going to make it fit.
Yeah.
Going to bring it in. You know, when Saul got wrong and Samuel wouldn't have anything to do with him anymore, he went down to visit a witch down in Endor. He's just going to make himself still be king. Going to work it out anyway.
Right, yes.
Trust in the Lord.
Yes.
So who's he talking to? Everybody.
Yes.
Especially me. With all thine heart, lean not to thine own understanding. In other words, when he says, and I read it today and I was looking at it, and I said tonight in Bible study because I had time, I was going to read it in one of the other texts. Because one of them I was reading, it said it so well. I said, you know what? Can't really say this any better than that. Was it Proverbs 3?
Yes.
And 5?
Yes.
Yeah. I was looking at, I think I was looking at New Living Translation of one of them. I'll try that one. 3 and 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. That's what I like. Stop depending on your skill.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't say get somewhere and sit down and don't do anything.
Right.
If you got to fill out a paper, fill out the paper. If you've got to go downtown and do something downtown, go do that.
Yeah.
If you need to go to the hospital, go to the hospital. If you need to see a doctor, do those things.
Yes.
But then trust God.
Yes, yes.
Don't sit there and, you know, it ain't happening. Now, what do I need to do next? No, at some point in time, you have to learn to trust God.
Yes.
And you'll find out when you're no longer trusting God when you're frustrated. And here's the thing about being frustrated. I'm almost done. When you're frustrated, you can't hear the Spirit.
Yes. That's right. Yes.
When you are discouraged, when you are disgusted, you cannot hear the Spirit.
Yes.
But I'll tell you who you can hear.
Yes.
You can hear yourself. And you can hear the evil spirits.
Yes.
Because when you start doubting God, you make yourself available for other suggestions. If God is not right, then someone is available to tell you other things. This is going to happen. And that is going to happen. And this is going to happen. And that is going to happen. Sometimes the Lord will allow things to happen in your life when you least expect it. And you won't be wrong. He's just showing you He's just putting you in a position that where you have to bow and pray that much more, and there's nothing you can do about it. There's no way you can do it. Just recently, I was talking to where's she at? Chandra on there, yeah. Just recently, got into a situation where it wasn't her fault, wasn't nothing wrong. She didn't leave God. She didn't do none of those things. But you know, just had this little hurdle, this little trial came up, and there wasn't nothing she could do.
Yeah.
But wait on God.
Yeah.
And hope the Lord would bring it through. Mm-hmm. It wasn't because she was in sin. It was designed, and this is what you're supposed to glorify God about. Those are the trials that Peter talks about, that when they come and when you're chasing for God's sake, when trials come, because God just brings them so that you learn to trust in God, so that you learn to pray, so that you learn to fast, so you draw down to God, so that you lean on God and you cry out to God, because nothing, and it's not because you've done something, it's not because you've been somewhere, it's not because of any of those things, it just happens, and the way it comes up, the only thing you can do is ask God. A mother's praying for, all of us praying for. All they would do is just say,
ask God. Wait on
hope the Lord work it out.
Yeah.
Commit it unto the Lord.
Yeah.
Do like Jesus. Into thy hands I commit my spirit.
Yes.
And I'm praying that after 3 full days and 3 full nights, you're going to raise me up again. I'm depending on it.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I'm not the only one depending on it. The whole world's depending on it.
Yeah.
Everybody's depending on this. It comes down to whether or not you're going to show up, and whether you're going to show up and show out or not.
Yeah.
It depends on whether or not you want, whether or not the word of God is true.
Yeah.
And sometimes the Lord will bring you to a point where you need to just sit somewhere and say, well, Lord, if this is your ministry, you're going to have to work this out, because I've come to that.
Yeah.
Lord, if this is your building, you work it out.
Yeah.
Lord, if this is your ministry, you work it out. I'm going to obey God.
Yeah.
I'm going to do what I can do, what you tell me to do.
Yeah.
I'm not going to just sit here and not do anything, but I'm going to do what you tell me to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to trust in you. If it, you know, and whichever way you take it, I'm going to be all right.
Right. Yeah. Amen.
However you do it, I will be all right. Because when you're in God and you're going the way the Lord would have you go, everything will be all right.
Right. Amen.
There's no, you know, well, God, I'll go along with it. It ain't going to be really what I want, but I'll go along with it. You need to repent. You
yes.
need to want what God wants.
Oh,
and if you're
yes.
not satisfied with what God wants, you have a problem.
Yes, yes.
Lord, it ain't the way I really wanted it, but I guess if that's what God wants. No. If God wants it, we've got to come to a mind that the way of the Lord is right.
Right, yes.
And God is a good God.
God,
and
yes.
if this is what God wants, what you want to be sure of is yes. this is what God wants.
Yes.
What you want to know is that this is the way God is going.
Lord, yes.
And then when you find out that God is going this way, you should be so happy to fall in line and say, if God's going this way, I'm so glad that I can see it. I'm going this way too.
Amen. Yes.
Because the way of the Lord is right.
Right. Yes.
It leads to everlasting life. And all along the way is blessing upon blessing and healing and deliverance.
Yes.
All the good and perfect things that come from God are along the way.
Yes.
We need to obey God. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Not just in thy word in front of people around us. Get all of you in God.
Yes, yes. All right. Amen.
And then you can sleep at night.
Yes.
Then you stop jumping from, you know, Jacob is jumping from one plan to the next.
Mm-hmm.
What's his first plan? I'm going to send gifts.
Yeah.
And I'm going to send an emissary.
Yeah.
I'm going to test the water, see how mad Esau is. And Esau, you know, and you know, people can have two different minds.
Oh, yeah.
The devil will tell you, Esau's coming with a conquering army. When in truth, Esau is coming with 400 of his people to honor you.
Yeah, how about that?
And Esau is coming to show you that, hey, you know what? I'm not suffering.
Yeah.
I'm doing fine.
Yeah.
He's coming to let you know all is well.
Well, yes.
He's coming in peace. But, you know, when you're not trusting God, you're afraid he's coming with, you know, he says he's coming with 400 of his servants. He's coming with a war party. And sometimes we're like that. People are coming in peace, and we've already made up our mind. They're coming with a war party. They're not coming with a war party.
Yeah.
Trust in God. Mm-hmm. Everybody's not against you. You know, like, if we If some people were tried as much as they claim they're tried, they should have so much power. Don't you know when you are tried by God as much as some people, and you have a hard time and everything, and it's never your fault, it's always just you being tried. By now, you should be raising the dead, opening blinding eyes, casting out devils. Really, for as much as you've been tried, you should have all power and operating all nine gifts.
Yeah.
And add to that the gift of health, governments, diversities, and everything else. No. You're supposed to count it all joy when you're tried because you're in God.
Yes.
And then somebody will say, well, if you're tried for your own faults, take it patiently. That's not what the Bible says. The Bible says when you're being tried for being in God, you're supposed to take it patiently. When you're being tried for your own faults, you need to repent. When you're being tried because you're wrong, you need to repent.
Yes.
It's like I heard, like I told you before, I heard Noel Jones say this day with me because he was right. He says, when you're being tried because of your own faults, he says, God doesn't have to chasten you. He says, when you're wrong, it comes with its own chastening.
Yeah, that's right.
When you're doing something you have no business doing, it comes with its own chastening.
Yes. Yep.
Give it time.
Yes.
You'll find out. Jacob found out in time. It came with his own. God didn't have to chase Jacob nowhere. You don't see anywhere in there where it says, and the Lord chastened Jacob.
No.
Not one time.
Mm-mm.
Every time it was something Jacob, Esau got mad, Jacob had to run. Laban cheated him out of all of it. You don't see one time where it says, and the Lord chastened Jacob.
Yeah.
And the Lord never. It's always Jacob's doings.
Yep.
Jacob's doing. Trying for one wife, ended up got to take two. How bad is that? And one of them you don't even like. And then you turn around and the one you don't like is having all the babies.
Mm-hmm.
And the one you do like ain't having none.
Mm-hmm. It's not your day.
Until God gets around to deciding he needs a Joseph.
Yes.
And he can tell that Leah's sons and all the handmaiden sons aren't, can't use any of them, so he needs a Joseph. And then Rachel has a child. He needs a Joseph, and he needs a Benjamin. Because Benjamin is the proof that the brothers are Joseph's brothers. They got to bring Benjamin before Joseph would bless him. And God knows where they have to come from. And then Rachel dies when Benjamin is born. So, he's just the one he really loved.
Yes.
One thing after another. Finally, he dies in peace. But he doesn't have, the way of a transgressor's heart. And he just keeps having one burden after because he's always doing things.
Yes.
Some people make their own life hard. I'm not saying you're supposed to be lazy and not do anything. What I'm saying is that you're supposed to go, allow the Lord to lead you and guide you. Go along with God. And let the Lord work things out for you and see you through. If when you get to a point you're like Jacob and nothing seems to be working, then Proverbs is right. Solomon wrote this. He says, you need to trust in God with all of your heart. Stop being, you can't, I don't have enough skills to make God move.
Yes.
Have to yield and ask the Lord to move. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not to your own understanding, not to my own. I got to get to a point sometimes where I say to myself, I know I do a lot of things, but I don't know how to keep this ministry going.
Yeah.
God has to do that.
Yes.
I have to follow him and let God lead me in that. I don't know how to bring people. If I have enough motivational skills to bring people off the street, I would do that a long time ago. But I also know that if I got them in here, I can't save them.
Yeah.
God has to do that. I don't have any words. I can give them, I can read this Bible from Genesis to Revelation, but without a move of the Spirit, it will have no move and no life.
Yeah.
I know that. God has to do that. After trusting God that once they get in, the Lord's going to bless them. And I pray every Sunday morning, Lord, bless the people. Give them a word for the weary and sick. Bring them on in. Lord, you save them.
Yes.
Depending on God. I told somebody recently about this building. We're still trying to pray for it and everything. And I told Ellen Smith, I told her, but I didn't tell everybody else. I said, if it should ever come a day when the building that is promised church should no longer be, I should no longer be the pastor of it, if the Lord should allow that to happen, the way of the Lord is right.
The way of the Lord is right, yes.
because I'm trusting that the reason why I'm in it and the reason why I'm still here is because of God.
Amen.
And as long as I obey God, I expect that to go on.
Yes.
And if anything should happen and not be there, I would say, well, the way of the Lord is right.
Right.
Now,
yes.
I believe in God that I'll be until Jesus comes until I die, 1 to 2. I trust God for that.
Yes.
But I do know one thing. I do lean depend on God to keep it.
Yes. Amen.
Except the Lord build a house. They labor in vain to
build it. Yes.
Except the
Lord keep the city.
Lord keep the city. The watchman waketh, but in vain. In other words, you can see the devil coming, but unless the Lord's on your side, you can't do nothing
about it. That's right.
So he says in this, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thy own understanding. Don't depend on what you know how to do. Trust in God. I'm not saying you have to be stupid. You can't not do anything, but you got to trust in God. Don't let the foundation be, you know, I've got my intelligence and I've got this and I know how to do this and I have skills here, but that's not what I'm depending on. I'm depending on God so that when I get ready to do something, the Lord's going to use what I've got. The Lord's going to amplify how I am, and God's going to give me the advantage, and God's going to take advantage of this, and the Lord's going to move this.
Yeah.
But without God, I'm like a sounding brass and a tingling cymbal. I got all these skills, but if God doesn't work things out, still I will be barren.
Yes, yes.
Things won't work unless God moves.
That's right.
So when I see people getting frustrated and getting all upset, and all of us have done it, I'm no different from the rest of you. Hey, I know what it's like. But I do know one thing. When you come to yourself and when God moves, you know what you do? You owe God a repentance.
Yes.
Yes, you do. When you get all upset and get frustrated, get carried away and start yelling and screaming and doing all kinds of things, when God finally brings you through, don't jump up and down talking about how you love God and how you knew He was going to work it out. You owe God a repentance. Yes, you do. You need to say, Lord, I'm sorry because I lost my patience with you.
Yes.
And I got in the way. You know, a lot of things we need to repent for, we don't ever repent for. And God's just good and merciful, and He keeps on going. But it stops your power.
Yes, yes.
Keeps you from ever having any power.
Yes.
Because you still don't see that the reason why you are where you are is because of God's grace and mercy. It's not you.
Yes. Amen.
There's not a person on earth who's smart enough to save somebody.
Right.
It has to be God.
Yes.
There's not a word we can say. I don't care how articulate you are, how well you can preach, or how skilled you are, how much you know. There's not a person on earth who can fill anybody with the Holy Ghost. It has to be God.
That's right.
No one on earth can write anybody's name in the Lamb's Book of Life. It has to be God. No word that you read in the Bible, you can read in every language and every translation, and yet you can give God to no one except the Holy Ghost comes. It has to be God. And in a move of God, when you're doing a work of God, if you're going to do any work that God is in, then it has to be of God, from God, by God, in God.
In God, yes. Amen.
Lean not to your own understanding. A lot of us, I got skills.
Mm-hmm.
Jacob had skills.
Yes.
I got skills.
Yes.
But yet when it came to getting time to meet Esau, he was troubled all night long because his skills weren't working.
Yes, yes.
When he sent his gifts to Esau, Esau said, I don't need your gifts. I'm coming with 400 people of my own.
Yes.
And surely since, Jacob knows how he is, he feels like they're going to be warriors. Here comes trouble. No, Esau was coming to bless the man.
Yes.
Esau was coming to say, hey, look, let's be at peace.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to be afraid of me any longer. You can go in peace.
Yes.
You're fine, I'm fine. You know, like the psychological thing, I'm okay, you're okay.
Yes.
Everybody's doing all right.
Right.
But when you lean into your own, and it, let me finish this. In all thy ways, we just say this so glibly, we just look, in all thy ways acknowledge him and he shall direct thy path. In all thy ways acknowledge him and he shall direct. We say that when things are going like we want them to go. And we testify about it. I just love the Lord in all thy ways. You know, in love all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he'll direct thy path. When things are going like you want, what happens when they're not going like you want? He stops directing? What happens then?
Yes, in all my affairs.
He stops directing your path? No, it's the other one. In all thy ways, you're not acknowledging him.
Yes. You're not
trusting in him.
Yes.
And all thy ways acknowledge him. I'm going to do this. I just know that Jesus Christ is Lord. No, acknowledging him means saying, God knows the way.
Yes.
And asking God, Lord, what do I need to do? And then when he leads you in the way, stop second guessing God.
Yes.
And go on in God and depend on God to work things out.
Mm-hmm.
And then, and you know, because I'm trusting God today, and if it doesn't work tomorrow, then God, I'm like the children of Israel. You carried me through the Red Sea, but 3 days later, now we need water, mm-hmm. and we're wondering, is God with us or not?
Yeah.
And then Moses makes the water sweet, and we go for a couple more days, and now we don't have meat. Is God with us or not? And then Moses goes up to talk to God. He's gone too long.
Yeah.
We don't know if he's coming back or not.
Yeah.
Let's do something else. Is God with us or not? And they just keep doing that.
Yeah.
Finally, when they get to the promised land and they go over, although they've been through a Red Sea, come out of Egypt, the most powerful nation on earth, God has delivered them, delivered them, delivered them, delivered them. And then when it's time to go up, they see the giants and they decide, God made a mistake. We ain't supposed to fight down.
Yeah.
I'm not big enough to fight the giants, they say.
Yes.
And we're not strong enough to fight the giants, they say. They said the giants say to the giants, in their eyes we look like grasshoppers.
Yes.
And in our own eyes we look like grasshoppers.
Yeah.
But it's not you who has to fight the giants, it's
God.
Yes. Nobody's going to ask you to chip on the wall of Jericho till it falls. God's going to drop it.
Yes.
Nobody's going to ask you to bring in the brownie paper towels and drop the Jordan. God's going to do it. Wouldn't have brought you out here unless he was going to deliver
you.
Are you afraid you're going to lose everything? Didn't you say God brought you out here?
Yeah, yes.
Well, trust in God then.
Trust him, yes.
He'll never leave you nor forsake
you. Thank you, that's, yes.
You don't have to plan on going back to Egypt.
Yes.
Came out this way, couldn't we have just died? And then, no, if God brought you out here, God will keep you.
Keep you. Yes.
Now, what you need to know is whether God brought you out here or not.
Yes, yes.
You have to make up your mind. Did God bring me out here, or am I out here on my own? Do I have some other reason for being out here?
Yeah, that's right.
You have to make up your mind. Did God bring you out here? Then God will take care of you. He'll never leave you nor forsake you.
Amen.
Did God have you start this work? Then God won't let it fall.
Amen. Yes.
As long as you will keep up, God will keep up.
Keep up. Yes.
As long as you'll stay in God, God will work it out.
Yes.
As long as you'll trust in God, God will see you through.
Yes, he will. Amen.
But you got to make up your mind. Is this the way of the Lord to start with?
Yeah.
Or did I just decide to do this on my own?
Yeah.
But if you say it's God's, then trust in God.
Yes.
Because God will not fail you. And the way of God is right. And this time it's righter than, and his word will not return unto him void. When God starts a work, if you stay with God, the work will stand.
Amen.
If it doesn't stand, it's because you left God.
Yes.
You turned from, if God started and it's not still working, it's because you left God. It ain't because God left you.
Amen.
And then if God hasn't left you and you're trusting in the Lord with all your heart, then if you're not leaning on your own understanding, or maybe you find out, well, you know what? I think I'm leaning on myself too much. You need to do like Jesus and say, into thine hands I commend my spirit. Say, Lord, all right. And say like the old people say, let go and let God. Lord, I'm out here. As the Consolers used to sing a song a long time ago, I'm out here on your word.
Yes.
And if I should die on the battlefield, I'm out here on your word.
Yes.
You need to make up your mind. I'm here because you have me here. And God's going to work everything out.
Amen.
I'm not worried about the people. I don't care about the circumstances. The person who's working things out for me is God. I'm not depending on people to bring me food. I get it from ravens because God is sending me.
Yes.
It doesn't matter about them. I don't have to go to the city to a grocery store. There's a widow. She didn't have much, but God's going to bless her so she can bless me. God is a way maker.
Yes.
I'm going to be all right because God has me here and God will work things out.
Amen.
If I will do what the Lord is telling me to do, if I will obey God, if I'm honest and will obey God and do the things that God's giving me to do, God is not going to let me down.
Amen.
I'm not depending on people. I'm depending on God.
Amen.
I'm not even depending on the people in the church. I love them, and I depend on to the extent I'm supposed to.
Yes.
But when it really comes down to it, every one of us are supposed to be depending on God.
Amen.
So if somebody drops off or falls through the crack, you don't fall because you're depending on God.
Yes.
On and Christ,
the solid rock I stand.
No other foundation, Paul says, there's no other foundation that we're built on other than Jesus Christ. Some of us got some foundations that's not Jesus.
Yes.
Some of our foundations are us.
Yes.
Some of our foundations are other people that we admire.
Yep.
Some of our foundations are our job skills, our knowledge, what we're used to, what we can do, who we know, how we are. That's a faulty foundation. You need to depend on God.
Amen. Yes.
Who do I run to? I go to the rock. Trust in the Lord.
Yes.
Don't just read it, do it.
Yes.
With all thine heart.
Yes.
Lean not to your own understanding. Well, I don't think this is going to work. I don't believe it. Trust in the Lord.
Lord, yes.
Have faith in God.
Yes.
In all thy ways, not some of them, all of them.
Yes.
Let God have something to say about everything you do. And if you have something that you do that you don't want God to say anything about, you need to get rid of it.
Yes.
Let God have a say in everything you do.
Yes.
In all thy ways, acknowledge that God knows the right way to go.
Amen.
And he shall direct our path. In other words, if I follow the Lord, I'm going to be right every time.
Yes.
If I follow the Lord, I'm going to be right. Now, what we like to do is we like to sit down and talk about how much we, you know, that's one of the things that I look at sometimes and I wonder about. Stop believing that you have more gifts than you got.
Yes.
I don't have to have a whole lot of gifts for God to move in me. Gifts are good. And you know what gifts do? They cause unbelievers to believe.
Yes.
You know what else gifts do? They give us confidence and give us faith.
Yes.
They work, get their signs and wonders, have their purpose. But don't let it be that every time something doesn't go right, I saw that coming. And every time something goes right, it's God. Get out of that. Just ask God, Lord, help me. And then trust in God that if you ask him to help you, he will.
Yes.
I don't spend any time discerning people who work on this building. I just need them to do what I paid them to do.
Yes.
Trust that God will work it out.
Yes. Amen.
Because I have faith in God.
Yes.
Otherwise, I'd be frustrated all the time. Everybody stand.
Mm-hmm.
Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. I want to pray tonight. The Lord bless every one of us. I pray to touch Chandra tonight. She's going through her time. And pray for Ella Tiangela, who's up there tonight. I see if I saw. I thought I saw her someplace.
She's there. She's right
there. There she is. Praying the Lord. Always praying the Lord will touch her and give her a miracle. And we're waiting on God to really work some things out for Ella Rogers for a long time. And she's going through they're going through some trials right now with her aunt and with all the things that are going on with her mom. But Ella Rogers, I want you to know tonight that as Jesus said, I mean Paul wrote in Hebrews, he said, there remaineth a rest for the weary.
Yes.
There remaineth a rest.
Yes.
You hear me, Elder Rogers? Yeah. There remaineth a rest for the weary. Yes. He said that even though God blesses us in the earth in Hebrews, he says if Joshua had been able to give them a complete rest, even when they went over into the promised land, he said there would have been no need for them to have another rest. This is when we enter into eternity. He said, but there remains yet a rest.
Yes.
And I want everybody to always understand there's still a rest.
Yes.
And then even on a good day, when you're in good health and when everything's working and whatever, that's a rest, but it's not, but there still remains a rest.
Yes.
And I'm praying tonight that the Lord will just give Ella, will give Ella Rogers just give her a season of peace and a season of rest, a season of healing. And, you know, we would all, you know, if Jesus comes back tonight, all of us will be fine because we'll enter into that rest. But while we're waiting, we're asking God to just give us a little peace and a little respite in a few days when, you know, so that every day is not like with the first couple of days of Job, that every day somebody showed up with bad news.
Yeah.
It's good sometimes for just for a little while just to have a few good things happen.
Oh, yeah.
You know, a little sunshine to come in for a while, just have a rest. And I'm praying that the Lord will give Ella Rogers just for a little while, a few uncloudy days.
Yes.
Lord, just give her a few uncloudy days.
Yes.
Lord, where she can rest and relax. And I know she has joy in God, but Lord, even in the earth, Lord.
Yes.
You know, I know the Lord uses Ella Rogers for our example of how to go on in God. But Lord, even so, I am encouraged by her and by example. But Lord, I beg you, please give her just a little rest and a few comfortable days and a little bit of rest and a little bit of sunshine. Lord, just move on her behalf. In the name of Jesus. Lord, touch Sean tonight. Make her whole. Touch Elder Smith tonight. Lord, I got a report from Elder Williams and said that she'd gone through I didn't get it. Elder Smith got it. She'd had cancer. She'd had some surgical procedures and had that taken care of. Lord, I thank you so much for that. And I haven't heard anything from Bishop Lee lately, but if in that case, no news is good news because he's doing all right, and I'm glad about that.
Yes.
So, Lord, we just thank you and glorify your name for all that you're doing and the way that you're working. Lord, you're a good God and a mighty God.
Yes.
And we give you glory and honor, and we glorify your name, O Lord. Lord, give us a mind to trust always in you, Lord. Lord, I pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I know we're like Peter. Lord, as soon as we start sinking, we start yelling. Lord, I know we're like Jacob. As soon as things don't work out, we're always trying to figure out. But Lord, help us, O God. Have mercy for us, O Lord. And Lord, strengthen us with might by your Spirit that we would trust in you, Lord, that it would be you we trust.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, that in your hands, Lord, we would commit our spirit, O God. And Lord, we lift up our souls to you, Lord, that no matter, Lord, who on earth does whatever, Lord, it's you we trust.
Yes.
Lord, the work is being done and the things that are being done, Lord, because it's you we trust.
Yes.
It's you, Lord, we depend on. And Lord, we know that you'll work things out because you're a good God and a great God. Mm-hmm. Lord, move among all of us. I thank you so much, Lord, for healing my cousin from COVID. And just in every way, we're glad, Lord, that faith made it back okay, Lord, and, from Jamaica. And we just, Lord, in so many ways, we're glad for all the people who are out Sunday. Lord, we just glorify your name. You're just a good God.
Yes.
And we glorify you. Lord, we ask you to lead us in God. So, Lord, I pray, Lord, be in us, Lord, a bright light, O God, so that we can lead, so we can follow you all the more. Give us a mind to really lean and depend upon you, Lord. And, Lord, give us a heart to do the things that are right, so that we have no reason not to depend on you, O God. Lord, I pray, Lord, if we've done anything that's wrong or anything we need to repent of, Lord, give us a mind to repent so that we are always in right standing with you, Lord, so we have no reason to think that you would not lead us and guide us, O God. Lord, I pray, Lord, guard our minds against lying and evil spirits, O God, and keep us from evil people. Show us the way that we need to go, O God. Bless every one of us tonight. Bless everyone who's on Zoom tonight. Lord, bless the Gamble family. Lord, Ella Jenkins and Ella Harrison all night tonight. Lord, bless Ella Harrison and her Bible study. Lord, add souls, Lord, to Prince of Peace and keep them going, O Lord. Lift them up, Lord, and cause them to prosper again in people, in souls, in materials, in money, in spirit, Lord, in gifts. Lord, in every way that a church can prosper, Lord, cause Prince of Peace to prosper in Jesus' name. Lord, settle Ella Harrison's life and, Lord, give her a season of peace and prosperity in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, bless every one of us. See us through, Lord. See us through the storm, oh God. Remember Ellen Jenkins and Emmanuel. Lord, work things out, Lord. Lord, work things out. That's your church. Lord, it's your place. It's your spot. Lord, work things out. Lord, we lean and depend on you, oh God. And things will be all right. Lord, Lord, where you are, Lord, the gates of hell cannot prevail against it. The devil can't tear up what you're keeping. So we praise your name tonight, Lord. And we glorify you, Lord. I pray, Lord, work things out for Sean in his job. Work things out for India. And put her in the place where she wants to be, O God. And Lord, we'll give you glory and honor. Bless Ella Reed tonight. Bless Ella Smith. Bless Promise. Lord, bless me also, O Lord. Lord, bless the people of God throughout, O God. Lord, we'll glorify your name. You're a good God. And Lord, we'll give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise in Jesus' name. Lord, remember all the kids. Keep them safe from COVID. Lord, heal them from all childhood disease.